Both sides agree the act that Ben Lupo is accused of is a bad deed. Michael Seifert is the attorney for Lupo's company, DNL Energy of Mahoning County.
Ben Lupo is a bad person. He intentionally directed someone to put brine down a sewer. He shouldn't have done that. But are those actions to be imputed to DNL Energy simply because he's an officer of the company or was an officer at the time?
Seifert told the Ohio Oil and Gas Commission that Lupo runs several companies, including Hard Rock Excavating, which does brine transport, storage, and disposal, and DNL Energy, which develops and drills injection wells, and Seifert said is not in the brine business. Seifert said Lupo ordered an employee of Hard Rock Excavating, not DNL Energy, to dump the brine into the storm sewer, an act he describes as reprehensible.
We don't know why he did it. Perhaps we will not know until his trial on the federal level, and he is able to put forth any defenses he has, and a jury of his peers may decide whether he's actually guilty or not.
Seifert said DNL Energy did not benefit from the act, but Hard Rock might have, since it would have saved that company money on brine storage. And Seifert also argued that the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Oil and Gas Division Chief Rick Simmers did not have the authority to revoke DNL Energy's injection well operating permit over what he called a silly, stupid, intentional act done by an officer of another company.
If the chief wishes to issue an order against those who are responsible, it's certainly within his prerogative to do so. But don't punish DNL Energy for something it didn't do.
Brian Ball is the attorney for the state and said DNL Energy entered into contracts with companies that were not registered and not maintaining compliance with state law, and therefore DNL Energy violated the terms of its own permit. And Ball said there were three companies working together on this operation, and Lupo was in charge of all of them.
The witnesses that the state will present will show that, and many times they knew they were talking to Ben because he was the heart and soul and the commonality between a consortium of companies located at this address.
And Ball says it's clear why Lupo made the choice he did. He said Lupo's company was paid to handle fracking wastewater, so he ordered the dumping of that fluid into the storm sewer to make money.
Some of it wasn't going to go in the ground. Some of it was going to go on the ground and routinely at night with his direction, and that is strictly the business they were in.
Ball argued that the chief of the oil and gas division is allowed to issue orders to enforce the terms and conditions of permits. And Ball said, as the head of all three companies, Lupo is responsible for the actions of any one of them.
While Mr. Lupo's acts present personal liability for him, liability for violations of Chapter 1509 is strict, joint, and several. Therefore, as persons, DNL Energy, Hard Rock, and Mohawk are also all liable.
Testimony continues in the hearing. A decision on DNL Energy's continued operations could happen this week. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.